Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is 20 July 2021. It is Game 6 day in Milwaukee. The Fiserv Forum is going to be rocking, but the Deer District is going to be off the charts. What is the craziest crowd you've ever been in? Can you think of anything that was just unbelievable? And you're like, I can't believe this crowd is going nuts.
Well, I've experienced winning a championship at home and partying in the aftermath twice in Minneapolis. 1987, when the Twins won the World Series, I was there as a fan. I was going to broadcasting school at the time, and I had tickets to the game. And so I had tickets to all the games. And so I was there when they won Game 7 against the Braves. The Braves are the Cardinals, I think, in 87. And spilled out into the streets, into the parking lot, downtown Minneapolis. I don't remember it well, but I was there for that. And then in 1991, when they won it again, I was working and covering it. And that's when they beat the Braves, I believe, in 91, Game 7.
Right.
And so I was there for the aftermath. And it was crazy because, really, those are the first championships probably for the state. Maybe the Minneapolis Lakers before they moved to L.A., I don't recall. But those, you know, the Vikings had been to Super Bowls and lost. The North Stars had been to the Stanley Cup in 81 and lost to the Islanders. They went to the Stanley Cup in 91, lost to the Penguins. So that was it. It was huge.
Well, you said something earlier this morning talking about if they win and then all the people that might then go downtown to party with the people in Deer District. That's exactly what I did in 85 when the Bears won the Super Bowl, because that was the first team growing up that won anything that I knew of. And we had a little get-together at my buddy Darren's house. There was probably 10 of us, you know, just the fellas. And we were having a Super Bowl party to watch that game against the Patriots. And when they won, and as the game was winding down, local TV stations in Chicago were starting to show, this is the scene on Michigan Ave, or this is the scene here.
Sure.
And we're like, well, dudes, we got to go.
Let's go.
So we jumped in a car and we drove downtown.
You know, that's the understanding I have. Obviously, you and I were in Dallas for Super Bowl 45 when the Packers won it. But that was my understanding that happened here back in Green Bay, that people started gathering in the stadium district and around Lambeau Field after the Packers beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl and started partying and hanging outside Lambeau and in the stadium district. And you know, I guess you're watching it on TV and you're like, let's get down there. Let's
be
part
of
the
it.
Action.
Part of it.
You know, younger days I could do that. You know, like tonight, first of all, for tonight, I'm going to have to DVR the game and I'm going to have to catch up because Jackson's got hockey practice. I won't get home until 9 o'clock, probably close to halftime. So I'm going to have to go into a media blackout, which won't be a big deal.
Yeah.
And then watch the game, and I don't know if I'll get caught up or not, you know, because basketball games move pretty swiftly, but that's the way I'll watch it tonight. But I would have no desire to get in my car and drive and go to the action.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't now either, but I couldn't wait back then. But then, at that 85 Bears thing, I wasn't 21 yet, so we couldn't go to the bars or anything. So we were just kind of, I was running down Michigan Avenue, and people, cars were just parked. Everybody's honking their horns, and people had their hands out their windows, and I'm high-fiving people just running down the street down Michigan Avenue. And then the next day, we went to the parade and stood out in the freezing cold, and that was probably the biggest crowd I've ever been in. Waiting for the, it was a long day out in the freeze. I couldn't feel my feet anymore. It was so cold. But that was probably the biggest crowd I've ever been in.
Mrs. Rookie and I, this has to be going back close to 20 years. I'm not sure if we were here in Green Bay at the time or still over in Wausau, but this is well before the kids were born. We went to Cancun and had a little vacation. And they were watching. There was a big Mexican qualifying soccer match for something. I don't remember if it was World Cup or whatever it was. But it was big. And, like, the employees, they had TVs out kind of in the pool area and stuff. And some of the employees were even watching, you know, as they were serving. And it was big. And that night, Mrs. Rookie and I went into real downtown Cancun. You know, back, I think it was probably safer than it was. I don't know if I'd go into real Cancun now. but we went into real Cancun, not down to tourist Cancun.
Yeah, I hear you.
And they were celebrating. They were waving the Mexican flag, and they were driving. They were hooting and hollering and just having a good time. And we're like, it was cool. We weren't involved in it because we're just down there and we're tourists. But they were celebrating some big qualifying soccer match, which is kind of cool to see.
Yeah, I bet it was.
The pride and honking and waving flags and
for
all
a
that
sport
stuff.
That we don't really pay much attention to.
Right.
Yeah. Well, 94 World Cup, when it came to America, they had the opening ceremonies in Chicago, and they had a parade right down Michigan Avenue, and I went to that just because I had to, you know, because it was World Cup and it was unusual. Two things I remember from that. That's the first time I saw over-the-street floats like they have in Macy's.
Okay.
They had a couple of that. And then I also saw the tallest man in the world. He was there. He's like 7 feet, 10 or some craziness, this enormous human walking walking down the street. And he's just kind of lumber, but don't. And he had a guy probably my size standing next to him, had his hand on his shoulder, just to using him for, like, balance.
Stability.
But he was so small compared to this guy. It was unreal. So those are the two things I remember from that, but it was fun. But, you know, being in a big crowd like that is fun when you're younger. It's not so much when you're older. You have less tolerance for people squeezing you, pushing you around and everything. Right. So have fun if you're going. Be safe. Have fun.
And don't turn cars over and don't loot and don't burn your city down when you win a championship. If you win a championship, you know.
Doesn't make any sense.
Party up and have a good time, but don't, you know, don't do anything dumb.
Well, let's see. We'll find out in about 12 hours, a little more than, if we'll be celebrating an NBA championship or we'll be
talking game seven,
gearing up for a game seven on the road.
Yep.
So join us tomorrow at 6 a.m. We'll either be hooping it up or biting our nails because it's going to be a gut check if it does go to seven. Join us 6 a.m. tomorrow for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.